Thank you and welcome back. All right, is it time to rethink the farm safety net? Well, Mike Strands, Vice President of Advocacy for the National Farmers Union, thinks so.
In the last few weeks, we've seen the end of the federal government shutdown, and now we're turning towards what happens next, because we know that the farm economy is in crisis right now, with high input costs, low commodity prices in many cases, and just so many pressures on family farmers and ranchers. So we need to see some action soon from the administration on trade assistance to make up for some of the losses that farmers are feeling because of tariffs, and to make sure that those are structured in a way that they don't undercut the safety and security of the farm economy in the months and years to come.
Mike Strands offers some insight on the farm bill.
So the farm bill remains in limbo right now. Back in the summer, we saw the reconciliation bill, or the big beautiful bill, make some changes to the farm safety net and improve the reference prices, made changes to crop insurance, added some more acres to the program. Those were some good things. But on the other hand, it also cut almost $200 billion from SNAP. And that causes, in addition to the nutrition and health issues that come with that, it also politically makes it really difficult to pass a farm bill. So while some changes were made in the summer, it's going to be hard to bring everybody back to the table in early 2026 to do the rest of the farm bill, but we hope we can get there.
Strands talks about why SNAP and the farm bill are both important to farmers.
Well, it's absolutely critical to millions of American families, and we saw how important and critical that is during the federal government shutdown. Even though the shutdown is resolved, those cuts to SNAP remain, and states are scrambling to figure out how to pick up the shortfall, let alone the families that are dependent upon this to help feed their families. So this is critically important there. It's also important to farmers because 15 cents of every dollar spent on food at the grocery store goes to the farmer, so it only stands to reason that there's some critical connections there, too.
Mike Strands, Director of Advocacy at the National Farmers Union. Overturning California's Prop 12 has been a top-of-mind issue for the national pork producers, but getting a finished farm bill approved is right there at the top of their list also. Lori Stivermer, past president of the National Pork Producers Council, said it was a big topic of discussion during her year in the office.
We have talked about the farm bill a number of times, and it's been the one issue that's been across my whole time on the board. We're still hopeful that there's going to be a skinny farm bill yet. Chairman Thompson has been very supportive of the pork industry. He wants a skinny farm bill. And, you know, just as a reminder, that's where our federal solution for Prop 12 is in that. So we're hoping there's some type of preemption, because really, once again, our farmers are concerned about that patchwork of regulations. So if there is no farm bill, if nothing happens, then that's the concern, that each state will create its own type of production standard or production regulations. And then our farmers are dealt working with that patchwork.
NPPC sent several producers into the halls of Congress to keep pushing for a farm bill.
Once again, we're talking with the congressional staff and just highlighting the importance of the farm bill relative to California's Prop 12. And so while some aspects of a traditional farm bill were part of the big, beautiful bill, we had some funding for our animal health programs. Once again, some type of federal solution for Prop 12 is what we're hoping for in the skinny farm bill.
NPPC past president Lori Stivermer of Minnesota. With the detection of African swine fever in several wild boars near Barcelona in Spain, and the first outbreak of the disease since 1994, the government there has announced plans to intensify its wild boar culling efforts. The European Union's leading pork producer, accounting for a quarter of the EU's output, Catalonia's regional leader says that local authorities had already been working to reduce the wild boar population due to public health concerns, but he emphasized the recent outbreak underscores the urgent need to cull wild boars in Spain. The Spanish Farm Association, COAG, said that Spain's wild boar population has grown by 550% in 30 years due to a lack of effective control measures. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.